Yerushalmi Trimoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Beis Amad Aleph at the first Mishnah on the page, that's Halacha Gimel. Tilton Shenafla Seicha Bo Shel Mayim B'Truma U'B'Ma'aseh Sheni Im Yadur Im Yesh B'Zera Kedei Leten Tam Avaloi Be'etz U'B'Shviyis U'B'Klai HaKerem B'Hekdush Im Yesh B'Zera U'B'Etz Kedei Leten Tam. If fenugreek of Truma or Ma'aseh Sheni fell into a pit of water, if there's enough fenugreek seed rather than stalk for it to be tasted, it's prohibited. And if it was shvius produce or the product of planting mixed seeds in a vineyard, if there's enough seed and stalk to be tasted, it's prohibited. Misha hayulei chavile tilton shel kila kerem yadluku, hayulei chavile tilton shel tevel, koite shem mechashev kama zera, yesh bahen amafish eza zera, vein esorach lafish eza eitz, yimishvish lo yoyma, echtoish ve'etol eza eitz, ve'eten eza zera, elanoisen eza eitz ve'eza zera. If a person had bundles of fenugreek that grew in a vineyard, thereby prohibiting them, they must be burned. If they were tevel, he should crush them, thereby separating the seeds from the stalks, and then calculate the quantity of seeds that there are, and separate truma from the seeds, but not from the stalks. If he did so before separating the seeds from them, he should not say, I will crush them and I will remove the stalks and only give the seeds, rather he has to give both. And the Gemara says, Ve'ein eitz poigem, and it should say, Masnisen kamandama noisen tam lefugam also. The Gemara asks the question, why did the Mishnah teach that if it was shvius produce or the product of planting mixed seeds in a vineyard, if there's enough seed and stalk to be tasted is prohibited, doesn't the stalk worsen the taste? Must we say that the Mishnah follows the opinion that even if the prohibition worsens the taste, it's still prohibited? And the Gemara answers that even according to the opinion that when it worsens the taste it's permitted, here it's prohibited. Why? Fenugreek improves anything into which it falls. Vekamihi chavila, esim v'chamisha zirim. And the Gemara asks the Mishnah, in Maseches Ola teaches the Kontu, Rabbi Meir, bundles of fenugreek of Kila Kerem are never annulled in any amount, since they are important. And how many is considered a bundle? 25 stalks. And Rabbi Yochan, v'arba minhoin mita. Rabbi Yochan says that they must be so large that four of them could be used as the legs of a bed. Milsei amma adjehen v'chavilois hen nitbolis. The Mishnah taught about bundles of fenugreek of tevel, and this shows that even when in bundles they are already called tevel, even though the seeds have not been banged. The Gemara asks, if so, grains should become tevel whilst in their stalks, even before they are threshed. Ein machnisam lakein. The answer is no, they aren't usually left in that state. V'haloi chavios machnisam lakein. The Gemara asks, well, ears that are brought in and made into rolled grains are not tevel until they have been threshed. Ein gidulehem lakein ve'elu. The Gemara says, although they are sometimes brought in for rolling, they are not planted for that purpose, but fenugreek bundles are planted to grow into stalks together with their seeds. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Dalad. Zeisei chulin shakovshan im zeisei truma, pitsui chulim im pitsui truma, pitsui chulim im shleimei truma, or bimei truma osa, aval shleimei chulin im pitsui truma, muta. Chulin olives that were picked with truma olives, whether pressed chulin ones with whole truma ones, or with their pickling water, they are prohibited since they absorb the taste of the truma. But whole chulin olives with pressed truma ones are permitted since whole ones don't absorb. And the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yoina, Zeisameres, Pitsuin, Boilin, Upoltin, Vachoizin, Boilin, Shleimin, Boilin, Upoltin, Void, Einan, Boilin. Rabbi Yoina says that this shows that pressed olives absorb from truma and emit and again absorb. Whole olives absorb and emit and do not again absorb. The Mishnah taught that chulin olives are absorbed from truma olives, even though their taste didn't change. This shows that not only if a prohibited item gives flavor and improves it does it prohibit, but even if it doesn't give any flavor, it still prohibits. And the Gemara says no. Perhaps the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, who said that even if the prohibited item worsens the flavor, it still prohibits. The Gemara asked, well, wasn't it Reb Shimon who said earlier that if it worsens the flavor, it's permitted? And it was Reb Meir who said it was prohibited. And the Gemara answers that the rebuttal was merely saying that the law that when it gives no flavor is prohibited is not according to all opinions, as there's an opinion that any time the prohibited item mixes with something of its own type, which we call Mimba Minoi, it's always permitted, as the Mishnah teaches, if a cabbage that grew in an irrigated field was boiled with a trimmer cabbage that grew in a rain-subsisted field. The Shimon says that the first cabbage is prohibited to non-Kohanim since it absorbs flavor from the other cabbage. However, Akiva disagrees and permits it since it mixed with its own type.